פרק פס סעיף י"ד. אוהל ארעי שאין לו אסור להוגן או להשתמש באווירוי. We're discussing two things now, two נקודות. First of all, it has to be oil arai, not made for permanent, which we learned that is Hashem. 3 days could be already called permanent, less than that called not called permanent. Also, another t'nai is that it's made to be used on top of it, not to be made to be used underneath it. So if it is these two t'noim, then we see it's got a different halacha. Afa oisa oil shaloi amanos lagin. Even if you make an oil which is not made to go and be used underneath, you make a building, any sort of canopy or any sort of thing which is made like an oil, which has got chalal tefach, or tefach brum tefach. Underneath it, it has a space from a cubic tefach. Gozu bochachomi mishum oil arai. So it's a drabonim because daima to oil arai. It's not oil arai mamash because a normal oil arai is made for using underneath it. Here you're not made to use underneath it. It's made to be used on top of it like a table. We'll see better about a table. Something like a table. Chazal says it is also to go and do an oil arai like that, even though it is not made to be used underneath. Now that's Rav HaRishonim, according to Rav HaRishonim, the Nasa Oil Arai Mesug Zeh Shein Osu Lagin, Alek Sheish Lemechitzas Osun B'Shabbos. According to Rav HaRishonim, the Issa to make such an Oil Arai is only when you do also the partitions on Shabbos. If you do the partitions plus the roof on Shabbos, then it's also to do it. If he does the mechitzas, the mechitzas already made, if the partitions are already made in Erev Shabbos, there's no issue to put on the roof on Shabbos. Roof putting on Shabbos is only also if the partitions are also made on Shabbos, if it is a oil arai she'asui b'shvil lemala. Not made for the underneath, it's made for on top of it. But he adds on another tnai, that you need mechitzas, you need the partitions to be full planks. That means, not like we have legs. A table has legs. A table which has legs is not considered a partition. A partition means you have full piece of board. That means that the two legs, like you have a short table which has got legs, not they have legs, instead you have a board, which means that legs are kilo joined together, and one plank which holds up the table. That is considered a mechitza which is makes by problems to go and put on the roof on Shabbos if you have such a sort of legs. Let's say again, if you have legs which are not the normal legs which we have, but the boards which are complete without a hole in between the leg and the leg, let's call it. And you do that on Shabbos, you bring such boards on Shabbos, and you bring also the roof on Shabbos, then we don't allow you to do it if it is osu lahogein, if it is made, if it's not made for underneath, it's made on top of it, even though we don't allow you to do it on Shabbos, if you have these tanoim. One tonight is you have to have fully boards, not only legs. The second tonight is you have to make the legs on Shabbos. You have to make these boards on Shabbos, bring them. If they're brought on Shabbos and you also put the roof on Shabbos, the top on Shabbos, then it is, the Rabbonim say it is also to do it, even if it is an oil arai. But if the boards, or the call it the legs, are already there before Shabbos, there's no problem to go and bring that cover on it on Shabbos, if it is also put on top of it, if it's not made for underneath it. But that's a Rashba. A Rashba holds not like that. This oil is also, even if you've got no mechitzas, you've got no partitions. That means the Rashba holds different than the Rishonim, and he holds that it is also to go and put up this roof, even if it's not made for on top of it, if not made for underneath it, made for on top of it, even if you only do the roof on Shabbos. I mean, the partitions were made before Shabbos. Even if you don't have partitions, you don't need the partitions now. According to the Rashba, you have a problem because since you put on the roof, even without partitions, is also a problem according to the Rashba. That means the Rashba holds that we look at the roof alone. Putting a roof alone is problematic. The Bi'alocha brings down the Chatzchila, we want to take on the Rashba if it is possible without any problems. So what comes out the Alocha is, the Chatzchila person should not do a cover, even if it has no boards, it doesn't have feet, it doesn't have legs on altogether. The Chatzchila one shouldn't put up such a cover, even without a board, without partitions on Shabbos. But the strict Alocha is, that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos if you didn't make the legs on Shabbos. And what kind of legs we're discussing with legs which are like boards, which are complete. So if there's no boards, like we have a normal table which we have nowadays, such a table won't have a problem altogether, according to the Rishonim, to put it up on Shabbos, according to the strict halacha, because you're not doing the boards and the roof on Shabbos.